Okay, just added to the list. Kum len a block gemara. We're up to the today's block. Some test will start from yesterday. Some ches and beis where it starts. Ahu. Where are we? It starts by. Hold on, 1 second. Ahu achbro the nuffle. The last of the lines. The nuffle about 20 lines in the bottom of the page.
20 lines in the bottom of the page.
See it? The nuffle. Oh, Achbar, there's a mouse, the Nafal Chavisa, there's a mouse. We're doing a little bit of yesterday's Gemara. There's a mouse that fell into a barrel of shikr of beer. Asrei Rav, Rav, Asid Lahu Shikr. He said that that beer is forbidden because the mouse, somebody said the word mouse comes from the word mos, mis. That mouse is the treif, and therefore it ruined the whole beer. Amru Rabbana Kamed Rav Sheish, the rabbi said this before Rav Sheish, his name, it seems from here, Kesavar, that Rav is of the opinion that Noi Saint Tam, that if something gives flavor of gam, even though it's detrimental, also the fact is that it's treif, giving flavor, it is also. Amru Rav Sheish is no. No proof from here. You want to. The halach is that if something tray falls in a pot, you got to take it out.
And
if
any, he didn't say anything about health concerns.
You take it out. No, you're taking the mouse out.
No, but it's effective.
Good question. And what about the fact that it's me? It's who even wants to eat it? If they knew a mouse fell in there, but I guess in those days they were you know poor and whatever they had. But halacha, we say, if it gives a bad flavor, it's not also. And there's an opinion that argues, so maybe that follows that opinion. No. Generally, if tray falls in a pot and it gives a bad flavor to the food, it does not acid the food there. But a mouse is an exception. Why is a mouse an exception? Really, everywhere Rav holds here. The whole concept that a mouse, the pasuk has to tell you that a mouse is treif, is a chiddush. Isn't meis anyway? Who would eat it? If a tater wouldn't have asked it, would we have eaten it? Anyone wouldn't have eaten it. Never the tater felt that it had to tell us it's also. This is how Rashi learns. Even though everywhere else, if it gives a foul taste, it's permitted, but by a mouse, it is usr. It is usr. Tracy says it can't be. I mean, even though something is mis, the tater wanted to ask it to get malkas, get a lab. But it means, obviously, the taste is mis. Nobody's going to ask it. Why does the tater tell you that it's usr for the taste? Let me ask if you can tell me that a mouse is different than everywhere else, so it should impact all the other laws. What about the laws of tumah? Letame lach v'yavish. You know, when it comes to tumah, when is something metame? Only when it's moist, not when it's dry. But you're telling me a mouse is different, it should metame even when it's dry. Al malom, but now why did we learn metame lach? It's only metame when it's moist, v'ein metame v'ech, not when it's dry. Well, the time he asked back, Sheikh Vazera, Simon, Tit Malach Vyavish, Simon also nobody really wants to touch. And yet, it's a Chiddush. And yet, it's Metame, it should be Metame moist and dry because you tell me it's not the normal rules. Yet, Allah Matanam, we learn Metame Lachin, Metame Yavishin. Elamai is more than tell me, Sheikh Vazera, Amrachmana, Simon, the expression for Simon is that it's able to procreate. When can Simon procreate? When it's moist, when it's dry, it's not shaykh. Beru Yallah Hazri, Hachinam here also, when it talks about the Sheretz, it says in the Pasik, Bimaysam, as soon as it dies, Amrachmana, Ke'ain Maysam, as soon as it dies, it's still moist. So what do we have here like this? Really nice and tamlev gam is mutter. But a mouse is a chiddush, and therefore over there, nice and tamlev gam is asr. Mask of Lord Rav Simon Adoy, you mean Moyes, is a mouse, so this is extraordinary. Is a mouse really Mies? Well, it's a delicacy, kings and royalty eat it, did you know? Omar Rav Simon Adoy, like Kasha, Hobbit the Dabra, this is the wilderness, and Rashi says it's a squirrel. I guess a mouse in the middle is called a squirrel. Squirrels they eat, Hobbit the Musa, the domestic mice, they're the Mies ones. Omar Rav, you didn't know that, did you? Says Rav, Hilchas, Nois and Tamil of Gam, Mutalacha, the Nois of Gam, and Mutta. And also, when Rav said that a mouse that fell into a barrel of beer, the whole thing is also, I'm not sure why. It could be two possibilities. When it comes to a mouse that falls into a barrel of beer, I don't know my time, but Rav, why does he hold it forbidden? Imishum is the reason he holds it, because he holds that noise tamagam is also, but less ilchikavosi, so obviously the rules don't like him. Oh, but imishum, if it's because he holds noise tamagam mutter, maybe he holds his mutter, but he holds that a mouse in a barrel of beer actually is not lebgam. Maybe it enhances the beer. The achbar b'shikra ashbuche mashbiach. Somehow or another, a mouse falls into the beer. You got to do a home experiment. A mouse falls in a keg of beer and see if it improves the status of the beer. Okay, we're up to the top of the next page. We're up to Samach Tesam and Al, the very top. We have a question. What about Nafal Lagol Cholamai? If a mouse falls into vinegar, what's it then? Do we say that the vinegar is that strong the mouse does not give any taste at all? or not. Omlet Rav Hil Rav Ashi, Rav Hil Rav Ashi, Havi Uv the Beit of Kana. Actually, this is what happened in the house of Kana. V'osa Rav Kana, Rav Kana said, you're not allowed to drink it. Omlet Ahu, he said, that's nothing, that's not because the mouse gave off taste in the vinegar. That is because Ahu irmatute irmatit. The mouse is cut up into small pieces. And what, so what are the mouse called in small pieces? And when it comes to the iser of a sheretz, it's even the size of a lentil, just like the size of Ayat's tumah. And we're worried you might eat a little piece like the size of a lentil. Extraordinary. You're not worried about the fact that you're eating pieces of mice that's pretty meus. We're worried about the halacha that maybe you're doing an iser because the iser of eating a mouse is just like its tumah. And the tumah of a mouse is kesheta is by kadosh, the size of a lentil. So the iser, even though normally iser is the kezayis, over here the iser is the size of a lentil. Ravina Savina holds Limushude Bimeo Havino, if a mouse falls into a mouse, the stench of a mouse is so strong that he needs 100 times of kosher to make it, usually 60. Here you need 100. The Chadam Madalma says, like, why? Maybe Chadam, one. Like, Gorem mit Truma, it's no worse than by Truma. We know by Truma, if it falls into a thing, a barrel of Chulin, Oile Be'echme, you need 101 times. Maybe it's like spices of truma, big data dummy in a pot, the loy bottle to mine never becomes bottle. Rav Achoy, Shir, Becholim, Chamshin, he felt that the vinegar is so strong that even the vinegar is only 50 times as strong as much in content, it completely erases it. Completely, it nullifies it. Rav Shmuel Beravika Beshikim, he said, no, beer is no different than everything else. That if a mouse falls in there, you need 60 times as much. The Hilchot Halach is Edi Veshis is always 60 times. V'chein likewise Kol Isudin Shebetayda. All the Isudin the Tayda 60 times. That if something falls into something which is a different min B'she'eni Min is 60 times. Except Chometz and Pesach, that's what we call the Mashu.
We,
that's right, because Rashi holds that a min b'mini, we're up to some test of the Mishnah. We're about to start to get there quickly. Rashi, but min b'mini, if it's exactly the same kind, then fill up an elvle bottle. And by chametz, we're machmir that, if you want to find it, min b'mini, mish emin is exactly the same. Samach test 69a, 2. Okay, end of the Mishnah.
Chametz would be even, let's say,
a mashu, a crumb.
Let's say a crumb, right? Let's say take a hundredth of a cup, even that.
Yeah, if it mixes into a pot, the whole pot is chametz. Mishnah, beautiful. Oyve now, oyve kachavin. There was a goy, shahayim mavid. There was a goy that was transporting liyisrael on behalf of a yid kade yayin barrels of wine. Memakim lemakim. There's a goy transporting, ferrying wine across. Im hayeh becheskes hamishdamet. If it was the Eid had control over it. So even though the Eid was not there at the time, he never told the guy when he's coming back. So the guy is always worried that he'll be back soon. Mutter, it's mutter, because the guy is scared to touch it. We're talking about there's a lid on the barrel. There's a lid on the barrel. There's no lid on the barrel, and it takes a second to touch it, you know, he'll do it. So there's a lid on the barrel. So it's a chsimah. But if he tells him, look, I'm going away for a while, then it depends. It depends how long you're going away for. If it's long enough that he can drill a hole in the lid of the barrel and take out some wine or stir some wine and then seal it and then let it dry. If it doesn't dry, you right away recognize it. Hey, what did you make a hole for? That you shouldn't notice that might take a day. If you tell him you're going to be away for that long, then it's a problem. If not, the guy won't be scared to touch it. Now, Shimon was said, that's not enough. He said, long enough, he said, the guy knows that if he bores a hole, you'll recognize it straight away. It's still different, because you pick the lid up, you look on the bottom, you see it's not smooth. You already know there's a hole made there. But rather, he won't touch it. It's long enough, he removed the entire lid, the yigayv, and then create a new lid, the tigayv, and let it dry. That might take 2 days or something, or whatever, it's a much longer time. And if you're going to be away that long, that's when it's a chash. That's case number one. Case number two, the same idea. Ameniach yein lebekod, and you put your wine in a wagon. Ibis finu on a boat. Ameniach yein lebekod. If somebody puts wine in a wagon, ibis finu on a ship. V'holach lebekapandria. And he goes to a different way, through a shortcut, nichnes l'medina, and he enters the nation, the country, v'rocha, say, took a bath, mutas l'mutas, the guy doesn't know how long he'll be away for, again, he'll be scared. We're talking about, there's a lid on it. But the im idea, shumafli, the same idea, if you tell me you're going away for a while, enough time, according to Tanakama, g'deshi yish time, bore a hole, the yish time, and then close it up, the yiga, it should dry up, and you should be able to tell from the surface, Then we're worried. Rav Shimon Gamliel made kedusha yiftach es achavis long enough to open the bow, remove the tire lid, the yigayf, and create a new one. V'tigil let it dry. Hamaniach eiv gecham v'chanus. If somebody lets a goy in a store, afa pishi yotzer v'nichnes mutzer. If somebody, the third case number three, you allow a goy working in a wine store, even though you walk in all the time, it's mutzer. The goy doesn't know when you'll be back, provided the barrels are closed. Enough to be there's a cover. No cover, then in a second he can do it. But the idea is you mafli kadesh yishta visa yigavik. But if you tell him you're going away, then it has to be the same argument. Long enough to bear a hole, and Hashem Golomer kadesh yiftach as a chavis v'yigavik. Long enough to create a new cover altogether. Says the Gemara. One more case in the Mishnah. How you oichel imayala shulchan? You're eating together with a guy on a table. You're eating together on a table. V'niyach the place l'ginin al shulchan. You're eating with a goy on a table, and you placed the barrels on the table, the lugin ala dufkeli, and you put also a barrel of wine on the back on, let's say, you know, when the storage place, or not a storage, you have in the room like a closet, a pantry or something where you keep all the wine. Vehinicha, and you walked out of the yotzi, came back in, mashallah shulchan, lost anything on the table is forbidden. Because he's happy to touch it, child dufki mutter, but he wouldn't go to the cabinet and help himself. But the imam alayhi, he told him clearly, have amazing v'shaisa, take what you want, drink. Afsh al dufkas, then also, then he feels he has permission to take whatever he wants. So he'll go to the pantry also. Then the Mishnah continues, chavi is psuchas, if they were open, also stumer the sealed mutares. How long can they she yiftach v'yigay v'tigay? Long enough to remove the lid and put a new one. Which means the Mishnah paskas like Rab Shimon, clearly Rab Shimon. Says the Gemara, "Hey Chidami, becheskes hamishame. What exactly does it mean, becheskes hamishame, that the eater is still in control?" Kiratanya, we learn narishoyechamorav upoilav, your donkey riders and your workers to unin taras. They were carrying for you taras, and we'll soon see the only way that they can carry for you is that they went to the mikvah, so they're tar also. Now, but he said they were scared that maybe on the way while they're walking they touch a corpse, they touch somebody else whose tummy, they let someone else's tummy touch it. Afilu heflig mehen, even if he was distant from them, yoisim a meal, even if they're more than a meal, taharois of tahidah is still tahidah, because they don't know when you're going to come back, and they're working for you. They're scared that if they're going to touch a corpse, then they're going to lose the whole panasa. So they're all right. Be'im amalan, he told them, l'chu, you go on ahead. I'm coming after you. Kivon shen is almeinim, at the moment you can't see them anymore. Taharois of tmeis, tahidah of tmeis. Because they're emboldened, they feel that you're not around. They feel that you know, you don't go ahead, means you're not around. Maishno reisha, maishno seifa. Why in the reisha is all right, safe or not? What's the chil? Yeah. Omre bicho reisha b'metari chamara pola reisha. But he told the donkey riders that they have to go to mikvah, so they're tired. So now that it became tired, they're not going to tamper with it, make it tummy, because you know, by touching their bodies, I think they lose the panasa. And he didn't give them, yeah, the kach. Yoch is even ami, the sefer also. Why in the sefer? I'm behind you. Why if they tell what's the problem? Einam oras makbid al magach haveidoi. If in the sefer you don't go on ahead, they're tor. Okay, they went to the mikveh. But if a friend comes over, says shalom aleichem, they don't mind. If the friend touches it, they won't stop him. Nu yochid afil reishon ami. So even if he did not tell him, I'm behind you, he just walked away and he can come right back. Why aren't you worried that a friend will come over and touch it? Hochi amar v'zerov. The baller him, they're kalten. They know that he can come any moment, so they're scared. Yoch is even. I mean, even he said, "Go on ahead." He can come any moment. Even the amalu. Once he told them, "Lachu, you go on ahead." Vaniyah ba'achrei, I'm following you. Some chadatayu. They sort of get this false sense of security. Says the Gemara, "How many yachol even come? You let them go in your store." You have three cases in the mission. They're all exactly the same. You had a case of a store. You had a case where you could put them on a ship or in a wagon. Or you had a case that in a what do you call it? You just stop carrying in the street. It's all the same, I think. If you tell, you'll be away for a long time. It depends how long you wait for. What's the chiddush here? Says the Gemara, tzrich, when you all three cases, the itana, oive, gachav, the only kid, the guy, the kasavar, he hold, dil, mo, osi, the chazla, he might come and see me. Ava, the car in a wagon, oive, swin on a ship, aima, the mafig, later, swin, maybe over there, the reason why he behaves himself, he knows any moment you can pop in. But when it comes to a wagon, or a ship, maybe because the ship goes in the middle of the water, maybe he feels emboldened that he can touch it and do whatever he wants. But Ovid Maida Boy will do whatever he wants. That's why the Mishnah tells you, no. He thinks maybe the guy, we're talking about ferrying across. It's like a ferry, so it's not very far away. Maybe he already got to the other side of the island, and maybe he's standing on a wall, and he's looking at me, watching me through binoculars. What am I doing? V'chazal, you'll see, and if he sees me touching it, he'll throw me, you know, he'll fire me. Aval oivik kachavim b'chunus. So a guy in the store, ema ochiv al bov, he can close the door, but oivik al bov, do whatever he wants. Kamash lan. In all three cases, the guy is scared. This whole machlek is that we say here, how, you know, that a goy might tamper, if there's a sealed lid, he might tamper only, because remember, they're very strong impulses to tamper with it. He'll only do it if he thinks he can get away with it. And we had a machlek is, we're talking about a lid, according to the Rabbanan, he can bore a hole, and he stuffed it and let it dry, and then as long as it takes, that it looks the same. Then that's a problem. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's not good enough. You have to remove the whole lid. So when is that machlek b'shal sealed? When it's plaster. Why? Because plaster is white. Aval, and therefore, very similar, you know, new plaster and old plaster look very similar. So therefore, it's a short time, and you maybe get away with it. Aval, bishal teat, but if it's made out of cement, divirahakol, kideshi, teat, cement starts off very dark, and then it gets lighter and lighter. So therefore, by cement, everyone agrees. He knows he can't get away with it straight away, because if you come in 4 or 5 hours, you're going to say, hey, it's a fresh coat of cement here. Takes a couple of days before, or whatever. It takes a long time before the cement takes on the same color as the rest. Blends in. Kadesh yiftach, and then everyone will agree it's long enough to remove the lid. The yigayf, create a new lid. The yigayf, and cover it. So this way, you know, it's brand new, the whole thing. It says in the Braise, the discussion continues further. What do you tell me about plaster if he lets it dry and whatever it is? By plaster, after a few hours, he's happy. He bore a hole and he stuffs it, and a few hours is good enough. Yeah, but if you remove the lid and you look at the bottom, you'll see it's not smooth. The top pick is smooth out. He has a plane and he smooths it out. But the bottom hasn't smoothed it out. So he's always scared to get caught. You can tell, you can recognize this, the new sealant. That's what he said. You can tell. You can tell from whether you look from the top or from the bottom. You can always tell that there's something new here. If you tell me the argument regarding cement, I can understand what Hashem is saying. You can tell Bemel Mai Lamata. Lamata, you can tell because it's not smooth. Lamata also, because the color is different. So you tell me the whole argument by plaster, but by plaster on top, you cannot tell. Fresh plaster and old plaster look exactly the same. What's Hashem arguing about? Bishleim Lamata Yediyah, on the bottom, you know, because it's not smooth. At the top, you cannot know because it looks exactly the same. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, didn't understand them. He thought that they're arguing in cement as well. This is what he argues. If you're arguing with me regarding cement, you can tell. And the rabbis told him, we agree with you. When it comes to cement, we agree with you that he's going to try to make a whole new lid. Because if he makes a hole and then he fills the cement, he knows, he recognizes straight away. We're only arguing with you with plaster. So Shmuel says, if you only argue with plaster, still, you're right. Above, from the top of the barrel, you cannot tell. But the bottom you could. Rabbanan say that the goy doesn't realize that. The goy thinks that if he smooths it out on top, it looks the same. He doesn't realize that the bottom looks the same. Or if he does realize, he thinks the yid won't realize. The yid won't check. Why would he check? He takes the barrel off and flicks it away. The lid off, he flicks it away. He doesn't think about it. The offig v'chazal, he should check that the yid will turn it over and look at it. Or inam nizimni in the cholim. Or we can say that sometimes, actually, by itself, somehow or another, it smooths it out. That when you fill up the thing, if you don't put too much, maybe actually the plaster on the other end also looks pretty smooth. Why? Until you move the entire lid. That's how long. If you tell them, if you're Yaitsev and Nichlens, you don't tell them when you're coming, you're perfect. But if you tell them when you're coming, it depends if he has enough time to do what his shtick or not. The end of the Mishnah learns exactly like him. But now we learn in the Mishnah. You're eating here with a guy. You had some barrels of wine on the table, and you had some jugs on the table, some in the back of the pantry. And you walked out. Vini left him on the table. He just walked out. Whatever's on the table is also, because I'm sure he touched it. Rabbi Mashal Duvgi Mutter, but whatever's in the pantry is Mutter. But Yomel, he told him, have a mazik, which is to take whatever you pour yourself and drink. Avshal Duvgi, so then he's emboldened even in the pantry is also. Chavis, psuches, asuris, chavis, barrels that are open are also. Abestumis, barrels that are sealed are Mutter. And then he says, if it's sealed, how long? Kadesh yiftach, to remove the lid, the yiga, if it create a new one, the tigger and dry. So it's clearly, this follows the opinion of Shimon. Says the Gemara Pshita, It says in the Mishnah clearly, what do I need you to tell me that? In my way, I would have thought, maybe the entire Mishnah, Hashem will go. And the Chacham is still arguing, commercial, no, that they're still arguing, but the Mishnah is telling you the Lacha Hashem will go. It's not Hashem will talking. V'chima Acha, says the Gemara, I have a problem. Since the halach is kaimel and kavos, that Hashem will be paskal, Hashem will be that what? That when that's choishes, the goy will, if you have one seal, when that choishes, that the goy will have bored a hole, right? Because he knows he can get caught. The loy chayish, lishtumah, and a choishes, that he's going to create a hole. And so on. V'hilchas the kavos, on the other hand, halach, all you need is one seal. So why don't we just trust a guy with barrels of wine today, even with one seal? Why don't we trust a guy with one seal? Since Abba Lezer, you're allowed to use one seal. And all the chashis, you might make a hole, but you tell me, we're not worried about a hole. So why don't we give goyim, today we have two chasimim, why don't you give goyim one seal? We give only one seal. Yeah. So you know why? Bishum Shaicha, all the many barrels, not in the Mishnah, but many barrels of wine today in the commercial world have a little hole to let the aroma escape. Because if you seal it completely, like a vacuum, sometimes it can, if it's still fermenting, it can continue growing, and burst the barrel. So you have a hole for to escape, like an aerator. You know, you let the barrel, when you open the bottle of wine, you're supposed to let it breathe. So let the wine breathe. Now that little hole is very easy for the guy to come along and just make a little wine hole a little bit further so he can put his finger in and you'll never notice. You'll think that's the ear hole. That's why we don't allow a barrel here with one chesimah to a guy. Omar Rava, now a number of interesting stories. Also a very interesting comment about life. Zoyne oived ez gechavim. If a yid brought into his house a guy, a zoyne. The Yisrael misubi netzla, a harlot. And the Yidin sitting there and his wine on the table, Chamra Shadi, the wine is permitted. Wine permitted. Why is wine permitted? Maybe the Yid will let the Goyish woman touch the wine. No. Nihi the Tokiv la Yitzhad Avedi has a strong Yitzhad for Znus. But he controls the Kam the Ayinesser. Which is a little bit odd to understand because the whole story of Bilam was that he told the Moya of Balak and Sippor, go ahead, get these women standing outside with the Avodah Zarah, and once they entice the men for Znus, they'll give Avodah Zarah, say, first bow down, then we'll have Znus. So we see that Avodah Zarah, yet the Gemara is not talking about Yain Nesach. Some reason or another, Avodah Zarah they couldn't withstand, but Yain Nesach they could. Why? I'm not sure. So anyway, right here, what about Faket? Zoyna Yisraelis, a Jewish woman who was a Zoyna. But Oivik Chavim Mesubin and the Goyim sing then. She brought a barrel of wine with her. Is that wine kosher afterwards? Do we think that she allowed the Goyim to touch the wine or not? Chamra Asa, that's Asa. You know why? The Gemara says, interesting psychological insight. My time, Hoyil Vezila Alai. If a Yiddish woman becomes a Zoyna, she knows that she's cheap in the eyes of the Goyim. For a few dollars, they own her. So she's cheap. She feels that she's cheap. If she feels that she's cheap and the goyim want to touch the wine, you think she has the nerve to tell them don't touch the wine? She's happy to make them happy, whatever it takes. So therefore, the wine will be treif. Alayu basrayu greater. She will follow whatever they want. There was a house that Yosef Echamad Yisrael. There was a house that had in it Jewish wine. Oloivik Echavim came in a goy achodol ledoshe ba'ape. He closed the door behind him, but v'havi biza bedoshe. There was a tiny hole in the door, like an eye, a peephole that you can look inside. Yishtakach, and you saw, look through the peephole, and you saw oloivik Echavim the koy bein edoni, that the goy was standing there between the barrels. Now the Eid had every right to have the barrels there. Now you caught a goy standing in the barrels. Well, choyche, are we worried? Did a goy open up on the barrels, touch the wine? Is it all? Yain Nesach, what is the story? Omar Rava, this is the story. Kol de la hade bize, anything where you, any area of the room that can be canvassed by this people, shoddy, the guy you be scared to tamper the wine. Oh, but the haigis, the haigis, awesome. I don't understand this Gemara, because how does the guy know exactly the parameters of the people? He's inside the room. How does he know what you can actually see? So maybe you're a bit more makel and you widen a bit because maybe he'll only go along the walls. He knows he can't see.
Private little room off the main room.
And?
There he feels safer.
We're talking about there's one room, there's a peephole, and you can't see the entire room, but you can see a good section of the room. So the good section of the room is kosher, the rest you can't vouch that there's nothing happening. There was wine of a yid, that was sitting in a house. The Daya Yisrael Bel Yoyna, the Yid sat, the Yid lived upstairs, and the guy downstairs, but the wine was downstairs. Shamu, they both heard Kol Tigla, they heard a sound, people were arguing in the streets, and people are all curious. What do you call the, what do you call beak, what's the Australian term? Sticky beaks. They're all sticky beaks. And they all ran outside. Nofki, they went out. Kadim, they went out. And to see what they jumped outside to see what's going on. Asa Ivacham first came the guy home. Achodol Dosha Ba'api. Now usually the Eid is upstairs, so the guy won't touch any wine. He knows he can look at him. But he knows the Eid is outside because they both went outside. And the Eid guy came back in first and he closed the door. Are we scared? In that minute he did some Yayin Esach. Omar Rav Chamra Shori. The wine is permitted, you know why? Meimar Omar, the guy thinks, Ki hecha de kodim asoi, and no kodim was Yisrael. How do I know the Eid? I wasn't paying attention. Maybe the Eid already is home. The Yosef Bel Yoyne v'kachazili. Maybe he's home and he's watching me. The whole idea is like Hashgacha. So you see how Hashgacha works. That the guy needs to be scared that you can watch. That's the whole idea of Hashgacha. If the guy is not scared and you watch, it's going to his birth.
But if the guy knows that you're upstairs, while you're upstairs, why should he be scared?
Because he can pay rent. He's getting paid rent for holding the wine. If you see him, you can take the wine away and that's it. He loses money.
If he knows that you're upstairs.
No, so you can look downstairs. Don't matter you're upstairs, you can look right downstairs.
Look down.
Yeah, there were holes in the ground floor you can see right through. Ahu's piece was a hotel, they have a Yossi Bechamedi, so that the Yiddish wine sat there. They found a guy, they have a Yossi Bechamedi, you see between the barrels of wine. Omar Rav says, Rav, if he hangs around the wine or if he touches the wine and somebody would see him, they would accuse me in Ganev and they would arrest him, then shoddy. He's scared to be arrested. But if he has a right to be there, then Osir, because who knows, he might be emboldened to do something. Who based it? There was a house of a Yosef Becham, those wine sing there was a guy there that we call Beidon, he was standing between the barrels of wine. Omar Rav says, Rav, if he can wiggle his way out, in other words, even if he has no right to be there, but he can come up with some lame excuse, and we know he's lying, Sirachi says. But we can't charge him because the fact is he has some stupid excuse. His excuse is a lion was coming down the street and I jumped in here to hide from the lion. What lion? But you know, could be a lion. Nobody heard about it, but could be. Okay, it's a lame excuse, but we can't charge him. We can't take him to court or to arrest him. Then the wine might be us. But if he cannot come, excuse chamra shoy permitted. That's permitted. Mace, I'll ask you a question. Ninal hapundik. I'll ask you a question. What about ninal hapundik? Let's say they close the door of this hotel. Or Yid actually told him stand there and guard outside. Then us is forbidden because if the hotel is locked, the door is locked. The guy does whatever he wants. Or if you told the guy stand there and guard, the guy feels emboldened. He can do whatever he wants. My love, it sounds from here. I forgot the Leslie Ishtamutahi. You hire him as a guard. As a guard, you should be standing outside. He has no right way to go inside. So, Lechayda, if he has no way of wiggling out, why is it Asa? Should be Mutter. According to Rava, he says if he has no way of wiggling out, then the wine is kosher because he's scared to touch it. So, why in this case is Mutter? But the Israeli Ishtamute, talking about he can wiggle his way out. He can say the lion came running down the streets and that's where he went hiding. But if he cannot wiggle his way out, and I hired him to be a guard, and a guard should stand outside in front, and he's standing between the barrels of wine, it is a mutter. Now, who you saw the Yid on the guy? The Yosef, because the Chamra, the Yid and the guy standing, they were drinking wine, separate wines. Shama Yisrael, the Yid heard, Kal Tzuluye, the Yid heard, as Medavent and Shul, Be Knisht and Shul, come, he stood up, but Ozzy walked out, and he left his wine behind. The Shaili is the guy's kid will come back in a minute, or he knows that they davened for long. Is it the Budapest Express minion, or is this the main Shul minion? Omar Rav Chamra Shori. You know why the wine is permitted? Meimar Omar, the guy says, Hashta Midkele Lecham. In the middle of davening, suddenly he'll remember, oi, my wine on the table. Vahadir Asi, he'll stop davening, he'll come to get his wine. So the guy is always scared to touch it. Ahu Yisrael Yid, Vahadir Goy, Davi Yossi Barber, singing the ship. Shama Yisrael Koshi Puri, the Beishim, she was singing the ship on a Friday afternoon. Suddenly you heard the alarm, the bell in Shalayim or New York or other places where they're telling you that it's about time for Lichten.
Remember that?
Yep. That's right. Nofak, he went out. The Ozil, so the Eid walked out of the ship. He took it home. It's Erev Shabbos. So but he left his wine on the ship. Amar, very interesting now, what the Gemara says here. Amar, Rava says, Rava, Chamra Shari, the wine permitted. Why? Meimar Amar, the guy says, Hashta Mikkele the Chamri, he'll remember the wine in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, the Hadaras will come back. Ay, the Imushum Shabbata, when he'll come back, the Shabbos. Ha Amar Li, Issa Giyoyde, Rava said that Issa Giyoyde, Issa was a ger. And he told me, he married Chiz's daughter, Ki Havinan Ba'ar Miyusan, when I used to be a guy, when I used to be an Arami, interesting way expression. When I used to be a goy, Amrinan, we used to think that Yehudoi Leminta Shabbata. Imagine in those days when every Jew kept Shabbos, the goyim thought the Eden didn't keep Shabbos. So therefore, the goy was scared that the Eden would Mechal Shabbos to come and get back his wine. The imint, and this is the reason why. Because the imint of Shabbat, the Eden really kept Shabbos. Friday afternoon, a Yid going home, and suddenly he remembers there's a wallet of money. What should you do? We should leave it in the street. He said, we goyim used to walk up and down the streets every Friday afternoon, right as soon as Shabbos started, to find a wallet. We never found a wallet. You know why? Because when it comes to money, uy Shabbos. That's a goyish cup. The Yiddish cup was. You know what Eden did? The Svinah, because Abitzchak, we did what Abitzchak said. Abitzchak, Hamoitze Kizbe Shabbos, let's say he found that you have a wild Shabbos. Meilichai, Pachas, Pachas, Adam, you can bring it home, but bring it, kick it, you know, along, less than 4 amas at a time. So Yiddish Jacob says, let's save the money. The Goyish Jacob says, there would have been Mechal Shabbos. The Goyish Jacob says, there definitely were Mechal Shabbos. There's no ways of getting around the halacha. They don't understand, there's loopholes, and there's ways of getting around the halacha. There was a lion, Davinoim, that used to make it, used to roar. The Matzarta, right next to a wine press. Shoma Oivikachavim, the guy heard the roar. So, Taka, you know, it says in, you know, it says in Tanakh, there used to be lions in Israel. That's why these Kusim, they became Jewish, because the lions, they were scared of lions. They're called Geide Aroyas. They became Geidim because of the threat of lions. So the goyim heard these roars of a lion. They got scared, obviously. Tosha ben adonis. So where did they go hiding? In the barrels of wine. The question is, did he, meanwhile I was there, put his finger in the wine and stir it? Omar Rav says, Rava, Chamra Shari. You think he's thinking about wine? He's hiding there, petrified. Meimar Omar, he says, and Nochmer. I'm hiding between the barrels and the wine. I'm sure there's a Yid hiding somewhere between the barrels. I know, just like I'm hiding it. Each and I Yisrael, Achurai, must be Yid hiding behind me. The Kochazli, and he's watching everything I'm doing. So I better be careful. I remember learning more a long time ago that if a goy, Menasach your wine, you're allowed to sue him. Because you're suing him not for, you're not getting Hanor from the Yain Nesach, you're suing him for the good wine that was there originally, you just caused the loss.
That's not even a question of Hanor. It's compensation.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Compensation for the Mutzdika wine, not. Okay. Hanu Ganvid, he was Ganovim. Now, this is very interesting. This Gemara very sad. These Ganovim, the Solkile Pumpadisa, there was Ganovim in the city of Pumpadisa. Uposku Chavisa Tuva. They opened many barrels. And the question is, we don't know the Ganvid either. Goy, what do we do with all these wine? Omar Rava says, Rava Chamra Shari. Rava was the chief rabbi of Mechuza. But he also is going to Pumpadisa. And he said like this, my time, you know why it's mutter? Because Ruba Ganva Yisraelinu. What do you think? Who do you think the Ganovim were? In Pumbedisa, the majority of Ganovim were all Yidden. And therefore, the wine is kosher. Pretty sad. So, and some of us want to say, because in Pumbedisa, no Goyim lived. But in the Gemara and Babasa we had over there, in the Chofon Bay, the Gemara there says clearly that most in Israel, and it says the whole Israel, most Yidden were Ganovim. Actually, no, most Ganovim were Yidden. This is a Girsa, they want to say most Yidden are Ganovim, but no, we changed it, most Ganovim are Yidden. There was a story in Adoyi of Omar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, Chamra Shari. He said the wine is permitted for a different reason. Because we don't know where Yid or Goy came in. The Keman, like who? Like an Abelezer. Even though we know that a Suffolk is, we're always, Suffolk Tumish Yachud were Machmir, but if it's a Suffolk beer, if we know for sure you went into a field, you just don't know if you touched a dead body or didn't touch a dead body, so in Shusha Yachud were Machmir. However, if we don't even know if he ever even entered the field, then it says Suffolk beer is Mutawai, because where do we learn out the whole idea of Suffolk Tumish? From a Saita. A Saita, I mean, we say, I mean, even though we don't know for sure what happened, we treat it as if something happened, that's how we treat it. But over there, she definitely went in the room with this guy. The question is if anything happened. So, but if it's a Suffolk Bechlal, if she's in the room, there's no Saita. Same thing here. In Suffolk Tumma Shusha Yachid, if there's a Suffolk Bechlal, if you walked into the room with a dead, if there's a dead body, the question is only where, That's a suffix which you are tummy. But if the suffix bechlal, if he walked into the room where the dead body was, or in the field where the dead body was, it's suffix beer. Same thing here. We don't even know if we know a guy was for sure there, and the question is, did he open the wine or not? It's a problem. But if you don't even know if it was a guy, maybe it was a yid. That's called suffix beer. It's mutter. Like Rabbi Lezer, oh my, suffix beer, toy. Suffix bechlal, if he walked into the toy. It's not, we learn the Mishnah, nichle the beak. If you go into a valley, bim meisak shamim, in the wintertime, in the summertime, it's full of people, but in the wintertime, there's nobody there, so it's called a shuzi yachid. And by a shuzi yachid, we say suffix, and the sfek sake is tamay, but tumay, but it's plenty, it was definitely tamay, there's tamay in some field. I went to this area, but the ain't a day im nichnasti lo isa sada im lo nichnasti. I'm not sure if I walked into that particular field then. I'm not sure if I went there. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a suffix, be a tire. Rabbi Lezer, if it's a suffix, because I went in there, it's tire. A suffix maga tamay, but if you know for sure you went there, the shayla is, did you touch a corpse? That's tamay. So the same thing over here also, I want to be matter and say that if you don't know if a goy or e is the one who broke into your house and opened the barrels, we're going to be matter because it's a savik beer. So you might know, that's not a good answer. Because shiny hasam there is different. Kivan the ika, the paschil, the shumay minor, have a sex fake. You know why it's mutter over here? The reason why the ganavim came in to open the barrel, they didn't come to Manasseh, they came to steal. So it's a sex fake here. First of all, suffix of the e is suffix of goy. And even if it's a goy, who said he touched it? Maybe he's taking it to sell it and make money. The ganavim. And maybe everyone is might, even the rabbanon who hold that a suffix b is not really a good enough suffix, it'll be tummy. But in this case, it's a svek sveka. Maybe rabbanon will be makel. Why? Because maybe he just did it for money. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Yeah. Shem.